the Jazz surprised a lot of people when they beat the Clippers without Rudy Gobert in Game 1, but they lost Game 2, and we don't know when Gobert returns. Someone needs to step up and be a star, and our next guest thinks it should be Gordon Hayward. Joining us live on the KSL Newsline, Deseret News columnist Brad Rock. Brad, get down here. There's a basketball game tonight, okay?
So they tell me. I've gotten a little rusty on this, Jeff. It's been 5 years, four seasons, and I kind of forgot what you do in late April.
Yeah, it's playoff basketball, and you wrote a column recently about Gordon. Why are you so hard on Hayward as he struggles to score against the Clippers' D?
He made his first All-Star team. He's talked about himself being the guy that is their go-to guy, and he's shooting in the 36% range. So, if he wants to make that next step, Jeff, if he wants to be the guy who is going to be a true superstar in the league, this is where you do it.
DeAndre Jordan has dunked all over the Jazz, thanks in big part to Chris Paul and his passing. Great play from Blake Griffin. Should the Jazz intentionally foul Jordan more often? He's a poor free throw shooter. It'd be ugly basketball, but the Jazz are trying to win this thing, right?
Yeah, I think that's not a terrible idea. When you're down late in the game, you're gonna probably want to do that to keep him away from the rim. You don't want to start too early because the Jazz aren't that deep, and the Jazz don't have that many guys, and they've had injuries. So you don't want to start getting people in foul trouble early, but certainly later on, that's a guy you want to put at the line.
Well, Brett, it's starting to get exciting around here, out up in front of Vivint Smart Home Arena. Chris Paul said Jazz fans are homers. He meant it as a compliment. You think it'll fire up Jazz fans even more tonight?
They probably didn't need it. They probably don't need that, but yes, they really come. And the one team markets, you seem to see a lot of that: Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Portland, where there's really devout fans, and they have had so long to build for this. I was a little bit taken back how much enthusiasm for the first round after all those years, 20 years of them really going deep into the playoffs. It caught me back a little bit that this early in the playoffs people would be that excited, but they are.